On behalf of the Episcopal Diocese of Utah, Reverend Canon Mary June Nestler read from a letter to Governor Herbert.
We respectfully ask that you lead us in finding the way to expand Medicaid that fits Utah and reaches the thousands of our neighbors who are in desperate need of medical care.
The letter was signed by more than 100 faith leaders in the state from different religious groups, though notably absent was anyone representing the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Steve Clems, pastor for Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, says it's a moral issue to provide health coverage for more than 123,000 uninsured Utahns.
With all due respect with Governor Herbert, I really wish that we had moved from the political realm and moved to the moral realm, which is, quite frankly, a life and death situation here with Medicaid expansion.
Republican Senator Brian Shiozawa stood with many Democratic state representatives who attended the rally. Shiozawa, who's also an emergency room doctor, insisted that the expansion of Medicaid should not be a partisan issue.
This is an issue that should cross party lines, and that's something that we need to work together on and we shouldn't be divided on. There are patients every day that I treat or cannot treat because they don't have insurance, and they'll come in too late. They'll come in too sick. They won't come in because they don't have that access.
13-year-old Avery Pizzuto made a personal plea on behalf of her mother. Pizzuto herself has type 1 diabetes, but she has health insurance to cover her treatment. Her single mother, who was previously diagnosed with cancer, has no insurance.
I know that I am only 13 years old, but I've gone through a lot and don't want anything else to happen to my mom. Please make it possible for my mom to have insurance so she can take care of herself, so she can be around for as long with me and my sisters. It would take a huge burden off my shoulders, knowing if she ever gets sick again, she can get the care that she needs.
Governor Gary Herbert has said that he expects to make a decision on whether to expand Medicaid by the end of the year. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.